From NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. President Obama used a primetime news conference last night to try to reassure the public and members of Congress that overhauling the nation's health care system may be scary, but it's better than doing nothing. NPR's Julie Rovner reports.
With Congress slipping further and further behind Mr. Obama's August deadline for action in both chambers, the president reminded the nation that little could be worse than leaving things as they are.
If somebody told you that there is a plan out there that is guaranteed to double your health care costs over the next 10 years, that's guaranteed to result in more Americans losing their health care, and that is by far the biggest contributor to our federal deficit, I think most people would be opposed to that. Well, that's the status quo.
Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.
The president heads to Cleveland today to tour the Cleveland Clinic, a facility the president has cited in the past as an example of a healthcare system that works well. The president was asked last night about the arrest of Harvard professor Henry Louis Gates Jr. at his home in Cambridge last week. Police had responded to a notice of a burglary and arrested him for disorderly conduct, even after he offered proof that he was in his own home. The president said the officers acted stupidly and that there's a long history of African Americans and Latinos being stopped by law enforcement disproportionately. The president said federal officials need to continue working with local law enforcement to improve policing techniques to eliminate potential bias. U.S. officials believe a son of Osama bin Laden has been killed in Pakistan. Saad bin Laden was believed to have been in his late 20s. NPR's Mary Louise Kelly reports.
Saad bin Laden reportedly spent years under house arrest in Iran, but last year he traveled to Pakistan, according to former National Intelligence Director Mike McConnell, and it is now believed Saad bin Laden was killed by Hellfire missiles fired from a U.S. Predator drone. A senior U.S. counterterrorism official tells NPR that without a body to conduct DNA tests on, it's hard to be completely sure, but he characterized U.S. spy agencies as being 80-85% certain that Saad bin Laden is dead. Bin Laden was active in al-Qaeda, but he was not a major player. The U.S. counterterrorism official says he was not important enough to target personally, that he was, quote, in the wrong place at the wrong time. We make a big deal out of him, the official added, because of his last name. Mary Louise Kelly, NPR News, Washington.
This morning, several major companies reported their earnings for the second quarter of this year. Bristol-Myers Squibb posted a 29% jump in profits. AT&T reported its earnings fell 15% in the second quarter, and the largest package delivery company in the world, UPS, said its second quarter income fell 44 cents a share. This is NPR News. The Labor Department reported this morning that the number of people seeking first-time unemployment benefits rose last week to a seasonally adjusted 554,000. Analysts say the report is distorted by an unusual pattern of layoffs in the automotive industry. House lawmakers have approved budget rules that would require new spending to be paid for by budget cuts or tax increases. NPR's Audie Cornish reports.
The legislation passed on a vote of 265 to 166. California Democrat George Miller said codifying the House pay-as-you-go rules is an important step in fighting the national debt.
Paygo requires difficult decisions about national priorities and about how to afford them. If we can't pay for new tax cuts or entitlement spending, we can't have them. It's simple, it's common sense, and it helps reduce the deficit.
But Republican lawmakers complain that the House bill has too many loopholes, with its exemptions for a fix to the alternative minimum tax and for increased Medicare reimbursement pay for doctors. They argued for a cap on mandatory and discretionary spending, but that proposal was rejected. Audie Cornish, NPR News, The Capitol.
Lawyers for former Congressman William Jefferson will begin presenting the defense today in his bribery trial in federal court in Alexandria, Virginia. The Louisiana Democrat is charged with accepting more than $400,000 in bribes while representing parts of New Orleans. Federal agents had found $90,000 in cash in his freezer. Jefferson lost a bid for re-election last year. His lawyers say they do not expect that Jefferson will take the stand in his defense. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News in Washington.